We are the end of the Ches. We're up to the Mishnah. And we are in the middle of Mishnah Ches. Let's first finish the Mishnah, then we'll come back and we'll review the entire Mishnah. We're in the middle where the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Ches, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, V'chein Hayoy V'chazam V'dom. B'med V'r Mamurim, B'zman Sh'nasu L'yayin. Let's start from there. Okay, B'med V'r Mamurim. It's towards the end of Mishnah Ches. B'zman Sh'nasu L'yayin, Avul Nasu L'shar Mashkin. B'zman Sh'nasu L'yayin. When everything that we learned until now, all these different opinions, which we'll go into review soon, was only said when the barrel was made to hold wine. All of the shirim of the mulay mitzah, shifain, of the koneh, and all of these things that we've learned is when the chavis, the chavis, and the wine, but if it's made for
Shamashkin.
Then the shear is afilu shamashkin, afilu kol shu, even the smallest amount to meim. The smallest amount that has a teeny little hole that's an oil hames, it's not called a tzamid pasil. It's not called a tzamid pasil, it becomes tzamid right away. The tmeim. Are you okay? You're wearing a coat?
I'm cold.
You're cold?
Mm-hmm.
Everything okay?
No.
What's wrong?
I told you, I have a little.
Have a cold, allergy. Okay. Bamed v'amurim is manshlo nasu b'day next. Okay, let's see. What does it say over here? Let's see over here. It says in the Rav. Is there a Rav? Look at the Rav. The Rav says l'shar mashkin k'goyin shemen dvash v'cholov. Okay, three different types of liquid: shemen dvash v'cholov, oil, honey, and milk. I feel kol shehin t'meim. I feel nekev kol shehin t'meim. Matzil mitzvah fossil utmeim. Okay, next. Next part of the Mishnah. Bamed v'am another condition. Bamed v'amurim b'zman shlo nasu b'day odon. Yeah, Rav Shloina Nikvu b'Mitzchavin Ella Me'alehin. It broke by itself. All of the rules of all these shiurim of kush, of a malamed, of a kone, all of these things where it opened up, where it's a natural crack. Things break over time. But if you took a hole, you took a drill, you took a tool, and you made a hole in the barrel, then it becomes tame instantaneously. Yeah? When the hole came about naturally, Aval in Nasu b'di Adam, Aval in Nasu b'di Adam, Afilu kol shu t'meim, if you have a barrel that has a teeny little hole, you make the hole, and the barrel is an oil hanes, the contents of the barrel are t'mei, there is no...
I already said that, the kol shu already...
No, that's...
This is talking about
another condition where you did it.
Even where it was wine.
Yes, even where it was wine. Correct. Even if it was an av nas the other, I feel called shumtim. Let's see over here. The Rav. The Rav says shloim nas the other, shloim nikvu b'mischavin on aleim. Next, that's what it says. Next, nikavu nu halacha. Nikavu. Now what is he also nikavu? He also laachol in shirin b'zesim. Now let's say the side of the Rav. Now this.
But that's not true because we said. We're talking about when you make the hole right in the front
on the top,
the side.
Right? Any hole on the top, on the seal, any hole on the seal of the barrel, on the seal, the magufa. When we're talking about these holes, we're talking about on the seal, the magufa. The magufa is this area on top.
But we made them before. We said it was
those were natural. Those holes that we said before, going in situations where naturally it cracked. It cracked due to the environment. Due to a flaw in their manufacturing process.
Uh-huh.
But let's say you go and you take a drill, you take an awl, and you make a little teeny hole in the magufa, it becomes tame instantaneously. Okay, even the smaller size. Now, it appears he's repeating something which we already learned in the previous beginning of the Masechta. He's telling us the shear of a zayis, of a koinis mashke, a rimoin. We had all of these shear before. We had this already a few times. Okay, let's see what it says. So here, nikavu, let's say it gets a hole. Also, if you have a container, and the container is meant to store solids, Shi'uran b'zeisim. Nikavu.
Nikavu.
What happens if you have a container and the container develops a hole?
What is it, the container?
Okay, well, I feel to the picture. Nikavu. Here's the container. Here.
Yeah.
Here. Here's a kli.
Yeah.
It's summit possible. It's sealed. It's samed pasil, and it gets a hole. And this container is meant to store olives, and it gets a hole the size of olives for oichlin. Gets so then automatically the contents inside become tamei. We didn't samed. They become tamei. It's the samed pasil is not going to save it. Even though we learned these rules, we learned those rules were in reference to when is something called not a kli anymore. When is something called it loses the status of a kli? Here it's telling us when does it lose the status of it being called a summit pasil. Nikavu he'asu le'achalein shiurin b'zeisin he'asu le'mashkin shiurin b'mashkin. If it's made to hold liquids, the shiur is liquids. Right, let's do it. Ha'asu l'kachak. Let's say that the container is used for both liquids and solids. Matilin.
Ha'asu l'achlin shiurim b'seishim. Ha'asu l'mashkim shiurim b'mashkin. Right. Ha'asu
l'kachak. L'kach matilin also l'chumroi, which means the liquid. B'tzamid pasil uv'koyne smashkin. Let's see what that means over here in the Rav. Let's take a look over here. Nikav back in the Rav. Nikav also l'achlin shiurim b'seishim. Hashta now. Mari. We're not discussing.
What are you reading?
The Rav. I'm reading the Rav. Nikavu. Rav, Dibur Hamaskal Nikavu.
Nikavu, yeah.
He'asu l'achlat, shiur b'zeisim. Now we're discussing b'shenifchas akli atzmai v'nikav, when the kli itself is broken. V'kol hanach shiurim til el kishenifchasa stima shebepisloi. Everything that we did until now was discussing when there was a defect in the seal, in the cover of the container. Now we're going away from discussing the cover. Now we're discussing when there's a defect on the side of the utensil itself. Everything until now was discussing the seal. Now we had the serida, the disc on top. We had the magufa. The magufa is when there's a seal on top when it comes down. Now we're discussing when there is a defect in the side of the utensil itself. If this kli was made to hold solids, if it gets a hold the size of an olive, it's no longer going to save the food inside from becoming tamei in an oil hanes. It no longer has the status of a tsamei pasul when there's a defect. When the kli itself is deficient, all of the different measures we learned before was discussing when there was a deficiency in the seal on the cover, either on the disc, which we call the serida, or in the seal. If it gets to hold the size of a zayis, what does it need to do? Meruach v'pachos mikan leiboy meruach. What does meruach mean? V'mar mesech the Shabbos muchad the kli gadol shnika b'meitzi rimein plikatem shnifchas berubay. The ein meruach ustima ma'ilin bo v'shuv ein amatzel b'tzom pasul. Okay, when the bottle mitaraski, we had this in the middle of the mesech also. V'im mercho, if you smear it, mercho means you take some cement and you smear it. Like food that you have govlin, you have need of a tit. The tit's not going to save it. 216. Okay, we're going to see over here in one moment what exactly that means. Give me one second. Look, has to come inside. Until you smear it. Okay?
What's going on here?
Let's take a look at the pictures. We have pictures of you. It means ain't a matzel with some apostle ad shemurach, but some apostle, even when it's a some apostle, kind of smash. It's not really clear that expression. Let's take a look at what it is over here in the pictures. I think maybe we'll come back. Nikavu, okay? Nikavu. Shehas l'kloichel and shem zeisim asul l'mashkin shem mashkin. Nekev kashir.
For both.
A kli, first one thing at a time. First a kli that's made to hold liquid. Kli ha'asul l'oichelin. Nekev kashir.
It says l'oichelin, not liquid.
L'oichelin, for food, salads.
I'm sorry.
For food. It gets a hold. The hold is the size of an aleph. Nekev kashir shezayis yoytzei kedarko. An aleph can go in and out. Ha'nekev nechshav l'pesach. The nekev is called the pesach. The ein ha'kli matzel b'tzom pasul. Mele, once is the pesach. Tomei, it's not going to be matzel. Even though there's a seal on top, if this kli is in an oil hames, everything inside is tamei. Nikev kach, here we have liquid kli ha'asu le'oicholin. This is a mistake.
Should be l'mashkin.
L'mashkin, okay. Has to be a mistake. Nikev kach, k'shemashkin nichnas p'nima, derech ha'negev.
Of course, yeah.
You're never supposed to cross it out. You're supposed to put in parentheses. Mashkin. Okay? Okay, to the nekev, it's koinis mashka. Goes in. Okay, here we go. Paragimel. Oh, see, I told you this. Okay, I already told you. See, paragimel. This goes back to what we learned in paragimel. Let's go look at the picture of paragimel. Paragimel. Remember this? Here we go. Look at this. You see? We have a kli. A kli has a soz of mashka. So this kli is no longer mekabel tumah. It's bottle me din kli. Okay, it's bottle me. Notice the kli of the neck is on the bottom. See on the bottom, it's kli kikoine smashke. There's moitzi. Moitzi is not sufficient because a moitzi mashke you can use a gistra, a saucer to collect it. Has to be large enough. The mashke goes inside. So let's see what he's asking. He's asking kasha. The paragimel mishna alav mavur shakli also loyichlun nika because the gemara says ayes shuv in a kli and then a kabel tuma. Even though it's not kabel tumah, dain who matzul b'tzama pasil, mikavon who roy liyos kli al yidei sheyachdenu l'kabel by remaining. Umikol makom kavon sheyesh by nekev kish shehu kidei kavon sheyesh by nekev shehu kidei taharasai. Nechshav ois a nekev lepesach b'chli v'tzoch l'sosmoi k'dei sheyatzlo b'tzomer pasol v'im lo sosmo nechneses tomo l'kli derech ha-nekev v'nechshav lepesach k'sha nekev pochus mishir zel nechshav ha-nekev lepesach v'ein tzoch l'sosmo al pi ha-chazoynish keilum simen vav sivkon beiz gimel b'vir ha-shidus rabbeinu tam shu mekor divrei haraf. Okay, so he's asking gemara to kasha. What he's asking is over here, and this caption is: what in the world is this Mishnah telling us? When we learned already in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we learned these halachas. So he's telling us a very big, very important yesod. He's telling us that in this Perek, and over here in Perek Gimel, it's telling us when you have a kli that's made for food. First of all, the shear is. The shear is a reman, is a pomegranate. Kli gadol shepachas. Where does it kli gadol shepachas come to reman? Where was this?
We didn't say that at all.
2:16, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Where do we see this? Do we skip?
No.
That's the Raf. He's quoting from the Raf. That's the Raf. Okay, let's first read this, and we'll do that. Kli gadol, nikav kishir shirimon ki yotzei darko. This is the Rav quoted this. Ha kli ein roi afilu lachil rimonim b'soichoi, shuv ein roi kli klal. Okay, here's a very important yesod. If the hole is so large that a pomegranate can come out, it's not called a kli. It's not called a kli. If it has a hole the size of a rimon, it's called a kli. Even though it's called a kli, but it's not going to save the food inside from the tumas oil hames. See here, even though there's a hole on the side, but the hole is not on the bottom. That's the difference. The hole is in the middle. See where the hole is? The hole is kikoine smashk, but it's not. This kli still holds a revius. So if I ask you, is this kli makabel tuma? Is it called a kli? If you something that is a sheretz inside and you put food inside, will it become tamei? The answer is yes, because this is called a kli. Kol asher besocho yitma. But if the hole is on the bottom and it doesn't contain anything, or if it's made for food and the hole is the size of a rimon, then it's not even called a kli. So we're discussing a situation where it is called a kli. Why is it called a kli? Because the hole is not the size of a rimon; it's only the size of a zayis, or the hole is on the side; it's not on the bottom. So it is called a kli, even though it's called a kli, but it's a kli that's open. Mimela, it's not matzil in an oil hames. Hear that you say it?
Not matzil.
Well, hames, but it's still called a kli. Akli einoy akli einoy afil hachel uimaynim besoichay. Shuv einoy kli klal veinam atzam some apostle. Can remove a raf. Vafilu shenishar betachti soy shir gistura. Reitz 52. Vekevon shat some apostle nimsa besvas akli. Tzar kli liyos royal tare. Akli einoy afil hachel uimaynim besoichay. Shuv einoy kli klal veinam atzam some apostle. Can remove a raf. Vafilu shenishar betachti soy shir gistura. Even if Shnishta on the bottom part there's a sheer gistera, rates 52, Kavan. A gistera is a saucer. Is a saucer. Picture 52. See on the bottom? On the bottom it's able to hold. Yeah. A dying kli, you see the situation, there's a hole. Ainai kli aval hu yad le kli. A dying kli makabel tuma im yesheretz ba'avir. Why? Because this part holds ervius. Im nikav kli lamala midayfnai ulamata me'anekav nisha shir haroy l'shimush. Achelik atach nadayin makabel tuma kedin gistra. That's the key word here. If you have a utensil and it has a hole over here. But below the hole, it can hold enough liquid, a significant amount of liquid, whatever the shear may be. That's not important for now. This is still called a kli. It's called a gistera. What's a gistera? A saucer. You can chop off the top part and use the bottom part as a saucer to collect liquid from another kli that's dripping. Achelik atach nadar mekabel tuma kedin gistera shivik li cheres la'el v'im yinokev achar kach b'chelk atachtein afilu kemotzi mashli yitzbatim menu k'shem kli l'gamri kedin gistera. That was what we had before. Okay, so here we go back over here, this picture. Kli in the royal, in this case, it's not royal at all. Shivik li lavina v'im asal b'du b'sil sun d'u v'ver afilu b'kishnishav v'sutach s'shir gistera rei v'afilu shnishav. It's so big where it has a rimon, it's no good altogether. Kevon shat some apostle nimsa besvas kli tzarch kli kol akli li yisrael l'shimush. Wait a minute. But oh, now I understand why he says it. But some apostle b'koynes mashke. He's saying here very important yisayit.
Yeah.
Kevon shat some apostle nimsa besvas akli tzarch kol akli li yisrael l'shimush chazoynish. The majority of the hekif of the circumference. Look at this instance. This is a new chid. This is a very chiddish. You have a kli katan, and they put a pomegranate inside. Will the pomegranate fall out of this kli? No. In this particular kli, the hole is too small for a pomegranate. If you were to put a pomegranate in this utensil, the pomegranate would not fall out. So what would you suggest, what would you argue, that this kli is, what would you say, since the pomegranate is not going to fall out, this kli is? It can become tummy. It's a regular kli. So the answer is in a chanami. It's a very good suggestion that it's still called the kli because the pomegranate can't fall out. But since the majority of the circumference is missing. That's
the majority of the circumference?
Yeah, look. If you take a string around it.
It looks like the majority of the circumference is still there. Look at all this stuff that's still here.
No, look, but take a string going around. Look, this is 60%. 60% of the circumference has been plucked out. Do you see that?
Yes.
So that's another halacha that automatically takes away the status of the utensil. Okay? So in this case, since the majority of the, so even though Riman is not going to fall out, but since the majority of the kli is deficient, it's not going to be considered to be a. It's not going to be considered to be a kli. Okay, so he's saying this is the so that he's saying. It's very important you say. Let me just go back to the picture, the gimel. There's a fundamental difference between these pictures, this picture, and this picture. See over here, there's a big hole? It's a big hole. There's a hole over here on top. And this picture. What's the fundamental difference? The fundamental difference is that in this picture, there's a seal on top. There's a seal on top. In this picture, there is no seal on top. It's open on top. It's open on top. You with me? Okay, look, in this picture, it's open on top. In this picture, it's closed on top. The Chazon Ish says, when a kli is open on top, you have a kli, and then there's a defect in the kli where something can go out, it's still called a kli if there's an area below the kli that can contain something. But when you have a kli that is sealed on top, it's somewhat partial, and there's a deficiency in the kli itself, even if there's an area below the deficiency that can hold something, it doesn't matter. It loses the status of a kli. Again, if you have a kli, this kli has a hole the size of an olive, and I have a kli the size of an olive. Okay, I have a kli the size of an olive, and here's a kli the size of an olive. In this situation, it's called a kli. In this situation, it's not called a kli. Oh, what's the difference? The difference is because in this case, it is tzomid pasul. There's a seal on top. When you have a kli that's completely sealed on top and it has a hole the size of an olive, even though below the size of the olive you have an entire area that can contain food, it's not called a kli. Whereas in a situation where you have a kli where the top is completely open, and you have an area below the deficiency that you can contain something, it is called a kli. You with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what he says over here. Ha-kli eina roi afilu ha-chal v'imayna b'seichai, shuv eina kli klal. This is not called a kli. Because since it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's an enlarged kli, a kli goes to a pomegranate, v'eina mazal v'psapostel. Look what he says, v'afilu sh'nisha b'tachti so'ashir gistera, even if below the pomegranate. You can hold something, like in this case, below the deficiency, you can hold food. It doesn't matter. Since it's sealed on top, the entire kli must be royal tashmish. Okay, that's his yisoid. So what are we doing over here? Now let's go back and take a look at look at this section of the Mishnah. Look at the whole Mishnah. Nikavu. Okay, Nikavu.
Last section,
Nikavu. If we have a kli, and the kli we're dealing in this entire Mishnah, we're dealing with a kli that is a tzomid pasul. We're dealing with a utensil that has a seal on top. Good? Nikavu. Ha'asui l'ocholin. Shi'ur mezesim. If it was made to hold food, if you have the kli, and the kli was made to hold food, and it has a hole, the size of a zayis. Are you okay? You seem a little bit disturbed. You tired?
Good.
I have a hole the size of an olive. Okay, I have a hole the size of an olive. Nikavu he asui l'acholin shi'uron b'zeisim. If there's a hole the size of a zayis, no longer is this kli going to be matzil in oil hanes. B'zeisim. Ha'asu l'ochalim shir mezesim. Ha'asu l'mashkin shir b'mashkin. Ha'asu l'kach l'kach matin asoy l'chumroi. And why are we so machmir that even this whole size of an olive, we do not take into consideration the fact that there's something below the kli? It's because we're dealing here with a tzomid pasil. Because we're dealing here in the situation with a tzomid pasil. And we say mashkin, he means he's eating in the ding of a koinis mashka. The shir is not moitzi, but the shir is koinis mashka. Let's see the rav again one more time. Okay, the Rav explains this whole thing over here. Hashda Mari, Bishnivchas Akli Atzme Vnikav Vnikav Vachol Hanach Shem Del Eld, Kishnivchas Sustim, every little thing was on top. Shem Zaysim, Imnivchas Vimitzi Zayis. If it gets a hole the size of a Zayis, Bohi Me Ruach, you need to take Tit and to smear Tit to close it. Or Pachas Me Kan, like Bohi Mirchvitz Lesson, you don't need to smear it. Now, the Gemara himself, the Shabbos, Mucha to call the Kli Godlosh Nigar B'Motzi Rimon, the Kli Kotnosh Nigar B'Rubai. A Kli Godl is Motzi Rimon, a Kli Kotnosh B'Rubai, most of the Hekarmets. But Ein B'Ruach was Stima, my Alambo. Veshuv ein oy matzil b'tzamid pasil. Cave on the bottle mit haraskli v'im meruchoy nase koichlim shul matid v'shimat einatid matzil noy. V'shul mivashkin v'kunis mashkin v'shul v'kach v'mashul v'shul.
The last part, the last words.
The last words that we're dealing here with tzamid pasil, we're dealing here with the utensil as a tzamid pasil.
It's sealed on top.
And that is why, and that because it's sealed on top, that's why if it gets a hole the size of an olive, it's not called kli at all. Spotul gamri. And when we say that the liquid goes out, liquid mashkin, it doesn't mean mashkin that leaves, it means mashkin which enters. Okay, that's it. That's the whole thing. It's not so complicated.
Yeah, very good.
That's chaz the entire Mishnah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we start off here. It's a hard Mishnah Ches Tanur.
Yeah.
We have an oven. Shenikav me'enoi. Okay, we have the eye of the Tanur. Remember that? Shi'uroi meloi kush. Kush is the hook. The stick that has the hook attached. Nichnas v'yoytze. When it says the shiur kush, it's not just enough that the kush goes in. It has to be nichnas v'yoytze doylek. Doylek means with no tension.
That's the hook one, not the.
Nichnas v'yoytze. We have a hole.
Yeah.
In order for this to be considered a pesach into the tanner, in order that it should no longer be called the tzamid pasil, it has to be nichnas v'yoytze doylek. Doylek means easily. No tension. Who said that? That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Meir says, Shaloi doylek. You don't need that it should be doylek, even if there's tension. Even if there is tension, it's good enough. Next, Nikav, everything until now is where the hole is in the center. What about where the hole is on the side? Nikav mitzidoi.
This is all talking about with naturally. Happened naturally.
Naturally, correct. Nikav mitzidoi, shi'uroi kimloi kush. Nichnas v'yoytze shaloi doylek. Even if there is tension, it's not easy. You have to pressure, you have to push hard in order to get the kush inside. It's going to no longer be mekabel tuma. Who said that? That's the sheet of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer doylek. No, it must go in and out naturally. Period. Good. Then we have a third sheet of Rabbi Shimon. But what's the common denominator between the sheet of the Rabbanon and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? The kush must at least go in and out. You must be able to move it in and out freely through the hole. If it does not go in and out through the hole, then it's not, then it's still tahor.
It has to be able a malik kush, which is a bigger, we say.
Nichnas. No,
smaller
than Mardea?
Yeah.
Smaller. A kush is smaller than a Mardea.
Yeah.
Mardea is thicker, but what does Rebbe say? Nika mitidai nitiyo kimlai kush nichnas viyay. It says sheloi doylek.
Right.
Sheloi doylek means
without tension.
With tension. Doylek means no tension. Sheloi doylek means with tension. Even if the hole is the size of Shaloi Doylek, it's going to be considered a Pesach, and it's no longer going to be Matzil in Oil Hamais. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Doylek, no, if it's just going to be that size, it will be Matzil in Oil Hamais. In order for it not to be Matzil, it has to be Doylek. It has to be Nichnas, we would say Doylek.
With tension.
Doylek, no, without tension. Even bigger, it has to be bigger. Rabbi Shimon says, Minu Emsa, if the hole is in the middle, then Nichnas. Then it has to be able to go in and out. Menatzad ein nichnas. Even if you can't get the kush in there, it's exactly the same size as the kush, which means the kush is not. You can't penetrate the hole. It doesn't matter as long as it equals the thickness of a kush. Automatically, it's a pesach. If it's a pesach, it's not matzil neil hanes. The chayin hayoymer. The same rules we applied over here. Oymer b'megufas chavish shenikva. This shear is going to be the same situation. Is not the ayin of the tanur. Instead of the ayin of the tanner, let's now go to the megufa sachave shenikva. Let's discuss the megufa. A megufa. Here's the megufa. Megufa is not like a surid. That was a previous mission. Previous mission was a surid, a disc on top. Now we're going to discuss a megufa. Megufa means of a barrel. A barrel holds wine, oil, or whatever it is, and you have a seal on top. And now we get a hole in the megufa and the seal. V'chein hoyoymer. B'megufa ha'sachavish shenikava, which developed the hole. Shi'ura, the shear is, m'loi mitza, shnia shal l'shifa. The shear is, the m'loi mitza, what's the mitza? That's the knot. You with me?
Listening.
Maloy mitzah, that's the knot. The second one. The first one is thick, and the second one is a little bit thinner. You have to be able to insert this through the hole easily. If it's in the middle, nichnas. Menatzad ainah nichnas. On the side, even if it's not nichnas, as long as it equals that thickness, it's going to be enough to be called a pesach, and it's not going to be mekabel tumah. V'chein hayoy mechatzam gedolim, a very large container. What's the sheer large container? Instead of a shifan, we're going to use a koneh. Pechatzam gedolim shnikavu shiyam b'loy mitzah shniyah shel koneh. Menu emsan nichnas, menatzad ainah nichnas. And all of these rules are b'medam amurim b'zman shnasu liayin. Avanasu l'shar mashkin, afilu kol shehu. Tameim, b'medam amurim b'zman shlenasu b'liyadam, avanasu b'liyadam, afilu kol shehu, tameim. Nikavu, let's say these containers get a hole on the side. Ha'asui l'cholin, if they're made for food, shiurin b'zaysim. Once it has a zayis, it's already, that some apostle, it's already not going to be matzil. The shear of mashkin, but some apostle, and all of this that we're going to say that it's going to become tamei is daf by some apostle, because it's mashka. And when we say that it's going to be mashkin, it doesn't mean mashke hayoytzei, it means mashke hanichnas.
Right.
There's a lot going on here in this Mishnah. Chazer again? This is probably the hardest mission we ever learned so far.
Absolutely. It's the longest one also.
Let's do the mission again. Chazer again. Let's go to Klokab, because that's it. We're going on to the Perek Yud.
Perek Yud.
Okay, it's a hard perek, it looks like. Okay. Tanur. Shanigav me'inoi. A tanur, they don't hold from the eye. You say it.
A tanur, shanigav me'inoi. The tanur that was, that had a hole in it. And it's I. She yubloi kamali kush. The sure or that makes and it becomes tummy. The stuff that's tied becomes tummy is kamali kush.
The sheer to make the pesach. That should be called the pesach. Right. And therefore the food inside will be tummy in an oil hames is kamali kush. What's a kush?
Kush we said is a
stick.
With a hook.
Nichnas. And what about should nichnas?
Nichnas v'yotze dolin.
Oh, so it's not just enough that it's a mole kush. It has to be mole kush plus.
V'yotze dolin.
We'll call it plus. No tension. Dolek means no tension.
Right.
So it means mole kush plus.
No
we'll call it plus. Why plus? A mole kush, if the hole is exactly the size of mole kush, could it fit inside?
Mole kush?
Yeah. No, it can't. If the hole is exactly the size of mole kush,
right.
And I have a mole kush, could it fit inside? No. Something that 1 inch can't fit in 1 inch. So it has to be able to go in.
Right.
So mole kush plus. But if it's only plus, there's still going to be tension. But if it's plus, then there is. If
plus,
it's plus, there's no tension.
Right.
Got it?
Right.
So the shear is kimoli nichnas yotzek doilek.
Tension.
No tension. Dolik means no tension.
Okay.
Shanekav rochav yakush nichnas yotze brevach.
Revach.
So what does it mean revach? So what's the yisoy? The yisoy is mole kush plus. Revach plus. Good vaita. Rav Yehuda says, what does he say? Shloi dolik. It has to be mole kush plus. It doesn't have to be plus.
Right.
Okay, one plus is sufficient. Next, nikav mitzidoi.
On the side.
Side of the hole.
Shirei kamali kush.
Nichnas v'yoytzei.
Shloi
doylei, according to the Tanakam, which means just plus one. One plus, it goes in. Rabbi Yoimim says?
Doylei.
Plus.
Right.
Rabbi Shimon says? Minu emsa. If it's on the side, the middle, nichnas, there has to be plus. Mole kush plus.
Nichnas, yeah.
Nichnas, just plus once. Minatzad.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be plus. Just exactly mole kush. Minatzad ain't a nichnas. Just mole kush. V'cheno. Now that's all everything sometimes does with the eye of the tongue. Now we're going to discuss. But Meguvas Achavis. Sheni Kava. Meguvas Achavis means the seal of the barrel. Sheni Kava. Shiura. The shear is going to be what? Miloi.
Mitzah.
What's a mitzah? A knot. Right? You have the branch. The part of the branch where it breaks forth are the knots. What's the shniya? Where it gets shalshifayin? There's a certain type of branch. The second one, the first one is too thick. The second one is a little bit thinner. Good?
Yeah. So if it's that thick, then...
If the hole is that thick, and the magufa, and it can go in and out... If it's the emsa, it's
good. It keeps out the tuva.
Minu emsa, it is nichnas. No, if it's the if the hole is large enough that it can go in and out in the center, then what's the law?
It's tame.
It's tame. It's no longer matzel. Min atzad, from the side, meaning along the edge. Along the edge, even if it's in nichnas, min atzad, even if it's not nichnas, it's going to, even if it's not nichnas, it's going to be mekabel. It's
now,
going to be a pesach.
This thing is in the middle, right? It's in the second. It's in the second thing. So how do you do that? The metzias. How do you stop in the thing?
You don't have to metzias. It's just telling you use as a shear.
So
if that size,
you measure that, and you measure that.
You cut off the bottom part. Cut off the bottom part, and cut off the leaves, and see if you can stick it inside. Why? Why can you do it? Take a knife, cut it off over here,
and cut off the leaves on the second.
Cut the leaves and take the bottom and see if you can stick it inside. You can stick it inside, then it's going to be called a Pesach, and it's not going to be matzel ner hanes. Okay. Very large brick containers. When it comes to very large containers, we're not discussing anymore the shifon. We're discussing the kone. Good?
Yeah. On the side, it's a kone. Big barrels,
big containers. Shenikavu, which have been perforated. Oh my gosh, it's so late. Shenikavu. Nikavu, let's say you have a hole on the side. When is it going to be called a Pesach? A hole on the side, Nikavu. It's made for food. The shear is b'zeisim. It's going to be called a Pesach. Pesach means it's no longer going to be matzil. Also, the mashkin shear b'mashkin. Also, the kachol kachol metil masol luchumaroi luchumar, which means even mashkin. What's the size of mashkin? It's going to say in a moment when it's mashkin. And we're dealing over here. Everything that we discuss over here is but summit pasil. Everything we learn over here is but summit pasil. By its summit pasul, the kind of smashka. Everything that we're discussing over here is discussing a situation where it's its summit pasul. And the reason why it says pasul according to the sheet over here, the explaining over here, is because we have its summit pasul, then the entire thing, once you get a hole that size, it's no longer called a kli entirely. All right, so we finished the parak. But no, we have one more parak to go. We have parak yud. Okay, are you satisfied?
We might have to go to this Mishnah tomorrow morning, we'll see.
No, I want to go weiter.
Okay, go weiter.
I want to go weiter. All right?
Excellent.
Is it clear?
There is a bell.